Hey, this is Rich, and I'm here with Wim, and you're listening to the Paychecks and Balances podcast, where we take a fun, formative look at work and money for the rising professional. And so we're back with another Q&A episode where we feature listener questions from all of the various communication mediums. So if you have questions yet, find yourself perplexed about how to contact us, you can hit us up via email at info@paychecksandbalances.com. Or if you want to leave us a question anonymously, you can go to ask.fm/paybalances. And if you really, really want to push it, you can DM us on Twitter, but I think we have to be following you back. I'm not sure about that, fam. Has that rule changed yet? I can't tell anymore these days.
The DMs are open now, but I can't remember what our settings are because I think you have to manually turn it on, and me being antisocial, I might have turned it off. So let's just go with you probably have to be following us and we have to be following you for us to go down in the DMs.
Email us at info@paychecksandbalances.com. How about that to keep it simple?
That works.
But yeah, what's going on, man?
Other than the technical internet things that seem to be going on in the world, I think I'm good. Like, there was literally a point where you were talking and I was scrolling through the Google Doc and it was like connection loss. I'm like, I hope he didn't ask me to read his question before the connection come back. But other than that, living the dream.
Yeah, we're having some technical things going on. Hopefully you won't notice many of them as you listen to this Q&A episode. But before we get into the question that we received today, we got some pretty dope feedback from Jasmine. So I'm going to let you read that for the people.
Hey, guys. I've been listening since episode one. There was an exclamation mark there. And I absolutely love the show. I found it by chance, and I'm so glad I stuck around because my career and finances are much better off thanks to your advice. Thank you. Yeah. I've broken some bad millennial office habits. We all have them. No more saying sorry in meetings. Congratulations. Established a budget that I can actually stick to. Congratulations. Paid down 50% of my credit card debt. God!
Yeah.
And started saving 15% of my income for retirement, all thanks to your tips. 50%. Yeah, I got to go back to that. 50% of my credit card debt and started saving 15% of my income. I'm not, hold on. Let me slow clap. I got to take some time to recognize that.
Yeah.
I'm 24 and I'm pretty sure that without this podcast, I'd be balling out and saving nothing. You all are lifesavers. Please keep it up. Jasmine.
Appreciate that email feedback, Jasmine. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You keep it up as well. I'm glad that we could be a part of that journey.
And she's 24, so she's definitely a step ahead of where I was at 24. Actually, I think she's like multiple steps ahead of where I was at 24.
She's definitely the kind of go-getter, and I'm not sure this Q&A is going to drop before or after the next one, but I think Jasmine's going to be a millionaire. I could see her implementing the millionaire tips and showing us both up. Hopefully she'll take pity on us. things don't work out for us, so we'll see.
Please keep us abreast of the journey. We'd love to know when you do hit that million so we can, we'll email you back when you do hit that 1 million. But yeah, the question that we got today came in via email, info@paychecksandbalances.com. And so a listener writes, my boss is attempting to engage in a clear case of employment discrimination by hiring an unqualified man over multiple women that are significantly more qualified. Now, she just puts a period here, but I'm adding some dramatics to it. A team of us conducted the interviews, and everyone except my boss ranked the man last. Mm-mm-mm. He's been very vocal about his motive. Our team is overwhelmingly female, and he wants to hire a man. I am not okay with this. I plan to leave this job soon, but I still don't want to burn any bridges. I've spoken to him about this privately. Good idea. Letting him know that it is both morally, ethically wrong as well as illegal. But it seems that he's still going to go through with it. What would Rich and Wim do? What should I do if I decide that this is something that I cannot sit idly by and let happen? Please advise.
This is a meaty one.
Yeah. This one is, it's pretty juicy, I'll say. You know, I'll let you take the first crack at it.
I'm thinking, I haven't dealt with this exact situation. I've dealt with situations similar where the interviewing panel or team can't come to consensus. But it hasn't been so egregious, at least evidently, that it's like man versus woman or someone that everyone else thought was a bottom candidate. It's usually more like, okay, is this the top two or three candidates? So this is new for me. I do know, based on someone who's gone through this experience, I don't want to put their business out there, that it is amazingly difficult to prove the illegality of the situation if you do pursue that route. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but a lot of the burden falls on you, the person that reports it, to prove it as well. And it's just such a subjective standard, it's difficult to do so. So I would just recognize, if you do pursue this route, the difficulty that you may be placing yourself under. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, I know you don't want to burn bridges, but this doesn't to me sound like a scenario where you cannot burn a bridge. I mean, you would be accusing someone of doing illegal and, as you said, unethically, morally unethical work. I can't see this not burning that bridge, this specific bridge. Now, if you're interested in other team bridges, then I mean, maybe that's fine. But I can't see this specific bridge being salvaged.
Yeah, it's as we said, a meaty scenario. And I did email this listener back in advance, and I was pretty much like, I'm not sure there's much you can do. You know, if you've already had a because I would have recommended having a conversation with the manager privately about this, which it sounds like the person has done. And they basically said, thanks for your feedback. I'm going to do what I want anyway. And the only other step from here, well, I guess there's a couple as I think about this more. One, and I recommended this too, is if you go and talk to HR about it. So you've talked to your boss, basically said, hey, everyone else who's been interviewing folks put this person last. I really do not think we should hire them because of X, Y, and Z, which I think will be detrimental to the team or detrimental to the project or whatever else. And the boss has still said, you know what? Thanks. We need more men. At this point, you know, you could go to HR and be like, look, I have a situation. I want to talk to someone about this. Here's what happened. And you know, at the point that you go to HR, if the manager is already looking at moving forward with the person, HR probably already knows. Hopefully they've looked in on this and have said, hey, this person isn't one of the top candidates. If we are going to look for adding a male to the team, we could at least add somebody who is a higher level performer, which is actually kind of what shocked me most about this. Now, I've seen this the other way around, and this is probably more so because I do recruiting in the engineering field. So as we all know, that's primarily a male dominated field. Of course, I'm not saying that that's right and that's the way it should be or any of those other shenanigans. I really hate how in 2016, we still have to qualify so much because everything is so sensitive. But
everything's a disclaimer.
Yeah, everything is.
And retweets are not endorsements.
Pretty much. And mentioning articles does not mean that we fully support them. But I've seen this the other way around where it's like, you know, there are a bunch of men on this team and we would love to be able to hire a woman for this next slot. So we're going to look at all applicants, but we'd really like to hire a female for this particular role to increase diversity on the team. And that's looked at as favorable. And so it was interesting to see a question that approaches this from the opposite angle where it's a team of mainly women and the boss is like, I want to hire a man, but I think diversity can work both ways, but if you're going to hire, like if you're going to hire someone for, you know, diversity purposes or whatever purpose, you at least want them to like hit the same bar as everyone else on the team. And I think that's where that conversation around diversity equals lowering the bar. It's stuff like this that leads people to think that, where you have someone that's been interviewed by several team members and they're like, yo, this isn't the best person. And the manager is still moving forward. And I also said this in the email reply, but it's possible that the manager could be saying, well, their bias, my team's bias is creeping in, given that the team is all women. They're more inclined to score women more favorably because they're like them. It actually ties to something we talked about on TGOS a couple weeks back. But going back to the solution part of it, you know, you've had the conversation with your boss. You could go to HR and make it known. And then, you know, HR is going to probably say, did you have a conversation with the boss? And then if you're like, yes, then they're probably going to say, well, I guess the only other thing you could do is after going to HR is escalate to your boss's boss. But like you said, Wim, either way, you're probably not going to be able to spare a bridge being burned. Unless all of a sudden, and if the boss was going to say this, he probably would have said it already. Unless all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I realized after you escalated to HR that we shouldn't move forward with this person. You know what? I'm glad you really stuck to your guns there. You know, I'm glad you really held firm on this issue. It was such a great idea. Could happen. Probably a small chance of that happening at this point. But yeah, I just don't see any other anything else you can really do. And if you're already thinking about leaving, then, you know, it may not even be worth it to put up that stink at this point. I mean, of course, you would know better than we would if you feel that strongly about it. And if I was in this situation where I was like, yo, you know what? I'm getting ready to leave. I don't want to burn bridges, but at the same time, I don't want to see this team left in a worse off state. Then I think I'd probably have a second conversation with the manager. It's like, look, I know that you're interested in increasing diversity on the team, but I think this is a really, really bad idea. If we're going to hire for diversity reasons, let's at least hire someone that hits the bar. And if the person still goes forward with it, and I've went to HR and shared these same things, and they're still like, okay, fine, then at that point, I've done what I could, and maybe that even becomes the answer to another interview question down the road. Tell me about a time that you stood up for something that you believed in. You know, it could even become an answer to something like that. So I guess that's like a long way of saying there isn't too much more you can do, but if you want to exhaust your options, those are probably some of the things you could do there. I probably wouldn't go the route of putting it out there on Twitter, which it seems like that's now an option for people. If something doesn't go well at work and they know they're leaving, to just like release it to social media. So I wouldn't encourage that. You know, I probably wouldn't encourage trying to organize some type of like protest or not submitting the TPS reports at work until that man is not hired. But, you know, I definitely understand where you're coming from, and I see why it's an issue, and maybe I do wonder if that point has been made. It's, instead of it being about the gender of the individual and how that person was rated, if you're making it more about the person not even hitting the bar for that team, and saying, you know, at least if we are going to do this, if we are going to hire someone, if we are going to hire a male to increase diversity on the team, let's really make sure that this person at least meets the qualifications. And from what everyone has shared, it appears that's not the case today. So anything else you would add on this one?
No, I agree. I definitely think if you need to move forward, HR is the route to go. They could probably offer especially organization and job specific advice on next step, whether it's escalating through HR to their manager. They, like you said, they're more than likely just going to ask, have you spoken with them first? Usually I think that's like the first on the checklist. And if not, then yeah, I agree with everything else you said. If you have to escalate it and this is something you can't let go, which I understand, just be prepared for what you may potentially be getting yourself into. Don't write a Medium post about it, apparently, and move forward. And I would say keep us in the loop on which route you ultimately take here. I think this is, you know, I like to hear the closeout of stories too. So let us know ultimately what happens.
I mean, I would love to hear about this one. Again, it's something that I've heard in the reverse, but even when I've heard it in the reverse and we've put candidates through the process, we don't lower the bar to be able to bring that person on board just for diversity's sake. Like, they still have to meet the same standard as everyone else. And I'm a little surprised to hear that the guy's just like, you know, I don't care. Nobody on my team likes these people, even though they're going to have to work with this person if I hire them. I'm still just going to push forward. That just seems like bad management. And that's probably a lesson for people that end up in this situation as managers, where they look at their team and they're like, yo, there's a lot more that we could do to make this team more diverse. You know, it's something to keep in mind if you ever get into that situation. Like, you know, if we are going to do that, make sure that we're holding all candidates to the same standard, and we're not just moving forward for the sake of moving forward, which it sounds like that's what's happening here. So hopefully this helps. Again, definitely let us know how it goes. And if you have questions you'd like us to answer on a future episode, again, you can email us at info@paychecksandbalances.com. Or if you want to submit a question anonymously, you can go to ask.fm/paybalances. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, because you're not doing so already, @paybalances. And on Facebook, if you want to drop us a question there, every now and then we get stuff on the Facebook page, facebook.com/paychecksandbalances. So I think that's it for Q&A. Anything else from you, good sir?
No, sir.
All right, cool. So if you find these episodes helpful, you're enjoying the overall Paychecks and Balances feed, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you don't know how, visit paychecksandbalances.com/review. But other than that, thanks for listening. Until next time, be safe. We out. Peace.